Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Allen. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. McQuinn moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Moses reaches second base with a double. Brancato moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brancato scores. Moses moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Maury Newland now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Lum Harris. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-1 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Grace reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Newlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newlin strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Browns. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Beckman now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. One out. It's 7-6, Athletics. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brancato bunts towards the mound. Newlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckman moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Newlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Newlin hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 8-6, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball towards right. Grace catches it and throws to Berardino, who relays to McQuinn to double up Brancato. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards second. McCoy fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Siebert picks up the ball and throws it to Brancato, who tags the runner out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Maury Newlin. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. George Caster now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berardino. Suter moves to third. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 9-7, Athletics. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Grace reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.